and welcome to UX Shortcast. Every day, I handpick the hottest articles from the last 24 hours to bring you the coolest and most exciting updates. Get ready for a quick yet catchy snapshot of what's new and buzzing in user experience. Ready to get inspired? Let's jump in. Today, on April 27th, I have the pleasure of inviting you to another episode of UX Shortcast. The article, How to Create Effective Journey Maps, Learnings from the XDF course, explains how journey mapping can improve websites and apps. Journey mapping is like drawing a map for a road trip, but for a website or app's visitor. It helps businesses see where users might get frustrated and leave, or what makes them happy. By understanding these points, companies can make their digital spaces easier to use and more enjoyable, encouraging people to come back. This method is crucial because first impressions are mostly about design, and a well-laid-out user journey can turn a confusing experience into a smooth one. The article titled AI is Undermining Our Privacy. What Can We Do About It? Discusses the growing concern surrounding artificial intelligence and its impact on our personal privacy. With AI technologies evolving rapidly, they are increasingly integrated into apps and services, some of which include virtual companions. These applications, while innovative, collect vast amounts of personal data. The article suggests that to safeguard our privacy, we need to be more aware of the permissions we grant to these apps and advocate for stronger regulations that protect individual privacy rights. Essentially, it's about staying informed and proactive in managing our digital footprints in the AI era. The article titled, How Do You Accidentally Run for President of Iceland? Discusses a mix-up where people mistakenly registered as presidential candidates due to a poorly designed website. Initially, the website for endorsing candidates was confusing, leading some visitors to accidentally sign up as candidates themselves when they only intended to endorse someone. This confusion arose because the login button and registration instructions weren't clear. After realizing the error, the website was updated to make it more user-friendly and prevent similar mistakes. The key lessons here are to use clear and specific call-to-action buttons, avoid overwhelming users with too much information at once, and organize content clearly to guide users properly through the process. The article titled A Glimpse into AI-Generated TV explores the emerging world of television content created by artificial intelligence. It suggests that the future of TV, shaped by AI, might not significantly differ from what we currently experience, which the author views as somewhat uninspired and routine. The piece hints at philosophical questions about authenticity and originality in the media we consume, inspired by ideas from the classic sci-fi novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? This reflection raises concerns about whether AI can truly replicate the human touch in storytelling, or if it will just perpetuate a cycle of repetitive and unengaging content. The article titled, Reasons to Hate and Love Middle-Aged Users, discusses the unique challenges and benefits of designing user experiences for middle-aged individuals, ranging from 32 to 60 years old. The key takeaway is that while this age group can sometimes be frustrating due to their distinct preferences and resistance to certain types of technology, they also hold valuable insights due to their extensive life experiences and diverse needs. Understanding and addressing these aspects can lead to more inclusive and effective designs that enhance usability for everyone. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to another dose of knowledge tomorrow.